When you have a hit song, much of your fan base and people that listen to your music, their opinion is going to be loud and clear that they feel that you've abandoned the fan base, you've written something that's not for them, it's for everybody else, you sold out, all kinds of things like that. And that's like when the song came, when we wrote and recorded the song and it came out, that was the overwhelming vibe. That was, my neighbors were listening, because we recorded in our house, were listening up against the house and didn't try to hide their opinion when we walked out, and they'd heard it like, what is that crap? Because we've been playing silly up-tempo. We were the piano band that rocks. That was my first brush with that, and it stayed that way. And we couldn't even fit the song into a show. But when I look back on it, I think that the fact that that song was a hit, it gives me some confidence in pop music, because the song is completely honest what it is. It's crafted well. It's relaxed. It's recorded in a way that we'd never recorded a song before, which is absolutely live, three or four microphones in a bedroom. The song could not have more integrity than it had. It was also probably the first notable collaboration too, because Darren had that chorus, "She's a Brick and I'm Drowning Slowly." That was his contribution. And though that's a small contribution to the song, that happens to be probably the bar of music that most people remember out of everything that we did and I've done. That's it. And that was his contribution. And it's not bad. It's cool little, it's like a home run. And he writes hit choruses, and I really don't. I've never understood a hit chorus. I wish I did, because I'd be much better off if I did, but I don't get them. But I knew that that was something, and when he showed that to me a couple years before we actually did the song, he goes, "I've been sitting around with this song. My friends think it sucks. What do you think?" And of course they think it sucks. Everyone's trying to be too damn cool all the time. And it's like, "He's a brick and I'm drowning." And I just thought, this is something, but I don't know what it is. And I'd been trying to express this whole thing of the high school abortion, and I'd been trying to do it too literally. And I tried several versions of songs, and when he did that, I was like, wow, that's just like abstract enough. If you paste it on, suddenly there's something there. And the other element of the song is we were opening up for Neil Young at the time that I wrote the song. And I was inspired by his ability to make a stadium feel like a living room. And we were making living rooms feel like stadiums. I felt this is backwards. Like, we go on little punk rock clubs and we try to make it into this big hairy deal. And there's Neil sitting there like no one's there except for two people in his living room, captivating a whole audience. And that inspired me to write that song too, to just write something that wasn't trying so hard to rope everybody in. And look what happened. It roped everybody in.